This is Diana Cordy with Book Talk. My guests are Jane and Carl Bach, both retired professors of biology at CU Boulder. Their newest joint project is their debut mystery novel, Coronado's Trail, the first in their Arizona Borderlands series. Welcome to our program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've written two books, two nonfiction books about southern Arizona. Why have you now written a mystery?
Well, we're both mystery fans, and I think that's an important place to start. We've always read mysteries and loved them. And to me, every good mystery has three critical parts, obviously a plot and characters. But the third part is landscape or place or setting. I read a mystery as much for the sense of place that it can give me as anything else. We don't know much about plots and characters, or we didn't until we started Coronado's Trail, but we know a lot about landscapes. And one landscape in particular in southern Arizona, where we've worked for almost 40 years now. It's a magical place for us. We decided to try a mystery novel where we dropped characters into this landscape, and hopefully with an interesting plot. I would say also, I like to read mysteries that take me to some place I've not been before, to introduce me to a new place. A good example would be Tony Hillerman's wonderful books about Navajo land or Margaret Cole's books in Wyoming. I'd rather read that than a mystery set in L.A. or New York, no matter how well it's read, just because of the place component.
Jane, what's the Coronado's Trail of your title?
Coronado left Mexico City and came on a famous expedition into the U.S. somewhere. We feel fairly certain that it's within 30 miles of our sort of headquarters for this work in southeastern Arizona. And it's an ongoing mystery that's inspired lots of research and lots of writing and not come to any conclusion. One good hint is that the grassland was covered with grasses that grew as high as the horse's shoulders. That sounds funny for people that don't really know Arizona, but that's where we worked. And so we decided to, we knew where he crossed, and we came up with a motivation of why he crossed there, was that there was a healing spring that still exists to this day near where we worked.
One of the themes in your book is one of the things that comes up is the looting of archaeological sites. In Arizona, is that a big problem?
It's a terrible problem. Where we worked, we came on lots of archaeological souvenirs from times past, partly from the 1500 colonists, the years 1500s, the colonists that came then, but more artifacts from the Indian people who had lived in that area for so long. And people collect them and hide them away, and that hides even more human history of the area and how people lived there.
Carl, the word wash comes up a lot in your book. What does it mean in southern Arizona?
A wash is a gully or an arroyo, a place that carries water, but probably only occasionally, as during a flash flood. So it's not a permanent body of water, but it's an area that carries water, that drains a landscape.
Back to the book, where is Deputy Sheriff Calvin Creed when your book opens up?
He's in his office, and he gets a phone call from his girlfriend, Maria, and she has found a buried pickup in a wash. Then a body turns out to be in the pickup, and thus the mystery is who that person is and how he got there.
Where's his office located?
In the town of Sonoyta, which is a real place in a high grassland valley, 65 miles southeast of Tucson, about 12 miles from the Mexican border. But our book is entirely fictional, but the landscape is as accurate as we can make it. It's a real place, and the mountain ranges and the roads, the physical setting for the book are very real.
And the towns are too, right?
Yes.
And the characters are composites, few totally made up, but there are elements of the people we grew to know and love in that part of the world over our time down there. They were so kind to us, these two Colorado eggheads who got plopped down in their midst.
Well, that brings up another thing I noticed about your book, that most of your characters come from families who've been there generations.
That's true, and that is not necessarily reflective of the community as it exists today. It's a mix of old families and Sunbelt retirees, but probably the reason they ended up in the book is that to us over the years, those were the real people who were the most interesting to us, that had the roots in the land, both Hispanic and Anglo. And I guess it was just a natural thing that we therefore found sort of created our characters mm-hmm. from their models.
All these lands in the area had been ancient Spanish land grants that when the U.S. took possession of Arizona in 1912, the land grant boundaries were still acknowledged to some extent and recognized. When we first started going there, I would say that half of the families were Hispanic and half were Anglo, if you went by their last names. And a good many of them were at least homesteaders, and many of them really traced back to the land grants.
Which is a long time ago.
The 1500s, 1600s.
Yeah. How does proximity to the Mexican border affect the lives of the people in your book and in that area, really?
Well, the border issues are significant there, much less so than they were 10 years ago in terms of the amount of border crossing is greatly diminished over the past decade.
But fewer people coming into
correct.
The U.S.
That's correct. Yes. That's not a common impression that you get if you're hearing about it and you live in Colorado or Iowa. But in fact, the field station where we worked through the 90s and into the early 2000s, there were so many people walking across the border that they wore ruts in the ground where you could see like game trails. And those are gone now, so it's much diminished. Partly because the economy changed and there were fewer jobs on our side of the border, and partly because the Border Patrol presence down there is an order of magnitude greater than it was a decade ago. The issue is a significant one, and we saw a remarkable change over the time that we worked there. From the old ranching families, when we first started working in Arizona in the 70s, sort of understood that people would come across the border and they had jobs for them, and it was all fairly low-key and on all sides. It tainted subsequently, partly to do with drugs and just with the sheer magnitude of the numbers of people.
Another thing I've wondered about is, I know you've written other books together. Was it different writing the novel?
It was way different, and a true challenge. You mentioned you don't interview too many co-authors, and one of the reasons is I don't think there are too many co-authors. In terms of Coronado's Trail, understand that we've worked on this thing for on and off for close to a decade, I guess. I think I wrote the first version. Jane completely rewrote a second version. Then I completely crafted a third version, which she then edited, and that is the book that finally appeared. But one of the things that's most interesting about this, that we didn't realize it was going to be an issue until we got into it, was getting in the heads of our characters. Because if we don't have the same vision of the characters in the book, then we're writing at cross purposes. So what we do is, what we learned is, that we need to sit around and have conversations as if these people were in the room with us and we were learning about their lives together and getting to know them together, so that when it came time to write, or comes time to write, we're writing about the same person. And that's a true challenge.
So you would play act the characters?
Right now we're working on two more. I'm working on one. Carl is reworking one that we thought we'd finished years ago, but it's going to be so different and so interesting now. I'm starting out on a new one featuring people that are mentioned in the other books but not in starring roles, so to speak. And that's fun, too.
Well, thank you. My guests are Carl and Jane Bock, authors of Coronado's Trail, published by Absolutely Amazing eBooks, available on Amazon. This is Diana Cordy with Book Talk.